like some time that you stole a while ago. Baby, let me know. Have you ever loved something so bad? Yeah. Like I can't stop loving you, girl. It's so pitch black in this world. And I stop scaring myself. I stop to question my
every time when we chit. If you don't know by now, I'm for real. But we should think about this. I'm trying to make it work, can you see? I'd rather not argue, baby. I really don't have the patience.
I know you test
me.
Music from R&B star Glenn Lewis. That's Testing Me. And it was produced by Questlove and The Roots, which we played earlier on the show. The album that that was on was called The Way of the World. And it was nominated for a Grammy and also won Lewis the Juno Award for Best R&B Recording of the Year. Out of a total of 6 nominations, that's not too bad. Before that, oh, Jack Soul, love it. Can't Stop from 2000 and the album Sleepless. What a beauty that was. It also was a Juno Award-winning album. Hayden Neal is dearly missed. He was such a kind, loving gentleman and talented singer-songwriter who passed away much too early in his life. I remember always hanging out with him. He was so supportive of my work, so really love playing his stuff on the show. All right, here we go. Here's something from a legendary artist and a hero to so many. From the album Unsung Heroes, actually, here is One Turn Deserves Another. This is Susan Aglukkaq. She's the first Inuk artist to ever win 3 Junos. She's got the Governor General Performing Arts Award and Lifetime Artistic Achievement Award. And she's also an officer of the Order of Canada and holds several honorary doctorate degrees. Here she is with One Turn Deserves Another. There's nothing else to say about it. It's beautiful. Susan Aglukkaq on the jukebox.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Music from that little band from Kingston that could and would. It's the Tragically Hip with My Music at Work. And yeah, that's turning 25 years old as well. And one of my favorite songs by the Hip, actually. It was when that video came out. I think it was directed by one of the kids in the hall. I just thought, you know, these guys, they can't be stopped. Poets, that was a huge time for the Hip. And I loved watching the documentary on them. It was amazing. His brother, Mike Downey, Gord's brother, that is, put together a three-part series that just is so inspiring and heartfelt, spanning their entire legacy and career. So check that out if you haven't. I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. Music coming up from Vern Chichu, who is a Cree folk and country singer and a two-time Juno Award nominee for Best Aboriginal Recording. Something from his album, Touch the Earth and Skies, coming up on the show. Faded is also coming up on the show from Soul Decision, a group that was active from like 1993, I think, 94 to 2004, 2005. They were a Canadian pop band, and we're going to play their big hit, Faded, from their album, No One Does It Better. But before that, let's hear something from Great Britain. Sonique is a British singer, musician, and DJ, and released an album in 2000 called Hear My Cry. And here is a song from that album. It's called It Feels So Good, right here on the Jukebox.
You always make me smile when I'm feeling down. You give me such a vibe, it's totally bona fide.
around my game. Oh no no, ever since you've been hanging around, I've been trying to figure out what I can say to you to get some play. Yeah,
can we do what we did last night?
That deal was stated. You step like my seeds, the way we conversated. Just another day around the way, with me up close for everything okay. Cause I'm not like the rest, indecision with the best, thrust for my full court press. Just because they hate it, how's it go? Ha, yo, fake.
This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
circle where you love me and I love you. Let go of the past and walk together so our love grows. Bring the children into the circle so a family here. Your way.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
CJSR 90.1. Live from Burnaby.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. During a wildfire, many animals survive by fleeing the area. Afterward, restoring the landscape can help set the stage for wildlife to move back in.
We can plant the trees, we can put the nest boxes in, but it's like building the concert hall, but you haven't got your musicians there. So how do we get the species to return?
Elizabeth Snyderzik of Charles Sturt University in Australia says one strategy is to attract animals with sound by playing recordings of the songs, calls, and chirps they'd expect to hear in the forest.
They might go, there is something good over there, there's some healthy habitat, or that's prey.
The approach has already worked in other ecosystems. For example, at a restored coral reef, researchers played recordings of a healthy seascape.
And oyster larvae went to that site where they were playing the healthy seascape, as opposed to the control site where not much happened at all.
As Snyderzik says, luring species that visit a forest even briefly can help jumpstart ecosystem recovery. For example, bird droppings disperse plant seeds and fertilize soil. So after a disaster, playing the sounds of a healthy forest can help create one.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.